This is Passport to Texas. Alligator gar are Texas' largest and most long-lived freshwater fish. People claim to see alligator gar just about everywhere in Texas, but they are one of the most misidentified species of fish around.
The main thing Texans need to know is that there are four species of gar in the state of Texas. It seems like everybody thinks every gar they see is an alligator gar, and that's not the case.
Michael Baird, a fisheries biologist for Parks and Wildlife, says even among the four species of gar that occur in Texas, spotted, long-nose, short-nose, and alligator gar, this species is unique. The easiest way to tell the difference between alligator gar and spotted gar is the name.
The spotted gar will have spots all over their body and head.
Long-nose gar are the most abundant gar species in the state, but the name of this species also clues anglers into the best way to tell them apart from an alligator gar.
Alligator gar and a long-nose gar is from the top of the fish looking down on the head. If it's alligator-like, it's probably an alligator gar. If it has a really narrow snout for the size of the head, it's probably a long-nose gar.
The fourth species, short-nose gar, can only be found in Texas on the Red River below Lake Texoma, along the Oklahoma and Arkansas borders.
So if you're up there, you might see a short-nosed gar. If you're not up there, you're not going to see one.
Tomorrow, where to find alligator gar in Texas. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.